And you do me too much honour, Mr. President. You do me too much honour. You do me too much honour.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson rushed towards awaiting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who faced advancing Russian troops and mercenaries. Johnson was already awarded the Honorary Citizen of Kiev Medal last week by the Ukrainian capital's mayor Vitaly Klitschko. As he met the president in Kiev, Johnson recalled the horrors he saw earlier Sunday while walking through nearby Borodyanka and Bucha. Both towns were attacked in the early parts of Russia's invasion, which began in February.
And we drove past Kostomel, so I saw some of the forest filled with bivouacs and
the results of attacks.
Yeah,
nice.
Appalling.
Yeah,
appalling, and it's still going on every day. I will do whatever I can.
Thank you so much.
I really will.
Johnson used his controversial visit to hint at his support for sending more tanks to Kiev, saying this is the moment to double down and to give the Ukrainians all the tools they need to finish the job. His statement came after the Western NATO military alliance failed to unite over the weekend on providing tanks to Ukraine, that dampened Kiev's hopes of launching a spring offensive against invading Russian forces. After more than 5 hours of talks with allies at Ramstein Air Base in Germany on Friday, disagreements remained, with the German government not yet allowing its tanks to be sent to Ukraine. Washington has also been reluctant to send its tanks, which it claimed would be too difficult and costly to operate. Instead, Ukrainian troops must rely on a few tanks Britain plans to send and 200 Canadian personnel carriers. And there was more bad news for Kiev, with the US military warning it would be tough to drive Russia's invading forces from the country this year. Ukraine was hit especially hard last week, with dozens of people confirmed dead after a Russian missile strike on an apartment block in the eastern city of Dnipro. Separately, Ukraine's president lost the interior minister, his longtime advisor, and other officials, among at least 14 people killed after a helicopter crashed near a kindergarten outside Kiev. And there were signs that Ukrainian forces were facing an uphill battle against Russian troops around the eastern town of Soledar, where both sides suffered heavy casualties. Moscow made clear it didn't intend to end its invasion soon. Over the weekend, the Kremlin told the NATO alliance that supplying tanks to Ukraine would not help, and that the West would regret its so-called delusion that Kiev could win on the battlefield. Yet Pope Francis hasn't given up hope that peace will arrive in this troubled land, saying Sunday that he prayed the Lord might give the people in Ukraine comfort and support in a war that has been raging for nearly a year. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.